41 years ago, the first U.S. combat troops arrived in Vietnam. They came ashore in the central Vietnamese city of Da Nang. America's involvement in that civil war lasted more than a decade. When it was over, more than 3 million Vietnamese were dead. So were 58,000 Americans. Three decades after communist North Vietnam won that war, a unified Vietnam is moving steadily forward, attracting both foreign investment and tourists. NPR's Michael Sullivan has this postcard from Da Nang.
The magnificent stretch of white sand that U.S. servicemen and women called China Beach is still here, just a 15-minute drive from the airport. It's a place where working people from Da Nang sometimes come in the late afternoon for a quick dip, and a place where children come every chance they get. It's one of the nicest beaches in Vietnam, maybe the nicest, and it draws a growing number of foreign visitors, many of whom stay at the five-star Farama Resort. The general manager, Sean Halliday, says there are more guests here from the U.S. than any other country. Some are veterans, but most, he says, don't come for the history.
The people that come here are not coming here to revisit old battlegrounds. They're coming here to see a wonderful new country, a new destination, just as if they were going to go to Thailand or go to somewhere else, not because America fought a war here particularly.
Bob Moriarty didn't come here as a tourist. He came for business. Moriarty runs a website called 321gold.com and was here to witness the opening of the first new gold mine in Vietnam in more than 100 years. Moriarty likes firsts. In 1984, he became the first man to fly a plane under the Eiffel Tower. He brought a photographer along for the ride and decided not to tell the authorities what he was about to do.
If the French had caught me then, I would have had a severe talking to. If you did it now, they'd probably shoot you. But I didn't think that staying around and talking to them was a good idea, so I dropped the photographer off at a dirt strip north of Paris, and I flew on to Shannon, Ireland.
The French authorities, he said, kept a lid on the story for a couple of days and, in the end, let the matter drop.
The French are really funny. I mean, it's not what you do that's as important as how you do it. And if you do something in style, you can get away with it. I didn't rub their nose in it, so they didn't give me a hard time.
The French may not have given him a hard time, but the Vietnamese did, when Moriarty was first here nearly 40 years ago as a Marine pilot flying F-4s out of Da Nang. Unlike many veterans, Moriarty says he had no real desire to return to Vietnam and probably wouldn't have if it hadn't been for the opening of the gold mine.
But I didn't have any need to come back and express any emotions, or I didn't need my soul healing. I don't have a big issue with the fact that, yes, I was here. Yes, I flew a lot of combat. Yes, I killed a lot of people. They were all shooting at me, and it seemed to me that if they shot at me, it was fair for me to shoot at them. The flaw to that logic, of course, is that it's their country, and we were the invader.
Moriarty says he's not a pacifist. He describes his politics as slightly to the right of Attila the Hun. But he says he left Vietnam the first time, deeply disillusioned, after realizing that everything he'd been told about why the U.S. was fighting here was fiction. And like many who've served, he sees disturbing parallels between the war he fought in here and the one the U.S. military is fighting in Iraq today.
One fundamental fact of warfare is that when you're fighting an insurgency, if you create more rebels than you kill, you have lost the war. What I see in Iraq today, it's a bad war.
But Moriarty's war is long over, something he appreciated even more once he walked around the city of Da Nang, curious and a bit apprehensive about how he'd be received.
You know, one point, lots of these people were trying to kill me, and at one point, I was trying to kill them. My question was, you know, how are these people going to accept me? And nobody has any issue whatsoever with the fact that I was here in the Marine Corps. And they welcome you, which was quite a shock to me. But, I mean, they're incredibly gracious. The Vietnamese handle the Vietnam War far better than Americans handle the Vietnam War.
Now that he's returned, Moriarty says he might come back again, maybe to show his wife around and bring her here to the resort at China Beach. When told he should visit the capital, Hanoi, he shakes his head and admits that some things are harder to get beyond than others. I've seen Hanoi, he says, from 15,000 feet. Hanoi wouldn't have anything but bad memories for me. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.
You can see a video of Bob Moriarty's Eiffel Tower stunt at airandspacemagazine.com.